From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The United States has blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, 1,400 others injured. American University Middle East scholar Guy Ziv tells VOA the lack of progress with peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians contributes to the tensions.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision.
President Trump announced last year he wants to move the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In Sierra Leone, ballot counting continues for the presidential runoff election. Ibrahim Sesse is a poll watcher and party official in Freetown.
Process went well, and all to the party of two parties, we have that meeting, mutual understanding, so it was good.
Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party's candidate Samora Camara or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate Julius Maada Bio. Final results of the vote are expected by Tuesday. Syrian state media says a faction of rebels besieged in eastern Ghouta has agreed to depart for northern Syria. The Sana'a news agency says the rebel fighters have started to leave the town of Douma. The city is the last town still held by rebels in the northeast suburbs of Damascus. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai burst into tears and, according to a family friend, took deep breaths as she entered her childhood home in the Swat Valley of Pakistan for the first time in 6 years after being wounded by a gunshot. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
It was uncertain whether Malala would even be able to visit the neighborhood due to security concerns. The roads were blocked off in the town as Malala, her parents, and her brother were flown in by a military helicopter. The visit reportedly lasted about 90 minutes. And according to Malala, who spoke at her hotel on Friday, the trip back to Pakistan was full of raw emotion.
I don't compare coming to Pakistan with anything. It has been the most beautiful day of my life. This has been the most important thing in my life. And I had never been so excited for anything. I had never been so happy before.
The Taliban claimed responsibility in 2012 for the attack on Malala when she was only 15 years old, for her outspoken advocacy for girls' education, which was forbidden under the militants' rule over Swat and their harsh interpretation of Islamic law.
This gave Malala more resolve. A new girls' school built with her Nobel Peace Prize money has now opened in the region where the attack occurred. Christians around the world Sunday are celebrating Easter, the day they believe Jesus arose from the dead. Thousands of the faithful gathered in the Vatican St. Peter's Square Sunday to hear Pope Francis's annual Easter message, which he called for reconciliation in the Middle East and an end to the carnage in Syria. He also called for peace in South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Kremlin says the governor of the Siberian region where a shopping center fire killed 64 people has resigned. Aman Tuliev had headed the Kemerovo region for more than 20 years. A March 25th fire at the shopping mall in the region capital prompted thousands of people to demonstrate last week, calling for regional officials' resignations. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit western Iran on Sunday. State television reported there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. A magnitude 7.3 earthquake in the same area in November killed over 500 people and injured more than 8,000. Scientists are monitoring a tumbling Chinese space station that is expected to fall to Earth sometime soon. It would be the largest man-made object to re-enter Earth's atmosphere in a decade. The space station was scheduled for a controlled deorbit and eventual crash in the Pacific Ocean, but the China Space Agency lost control 2 years ago. That's the latest news. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.